chapter 2, but we're going to do something different. We're going to be in Acts chapter 19 instead. Acts chapter 19, beginning with verse 1. And when you find it, if you'll stand with me in honor of God's holy word, Acts chapter 19, beginning with verse 1. Acts 19, verse 1. Acts 19 and 1. The Lord tells us, while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul took the road through the interior and arrived at Ephesus. There he found some disciples and asked them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?" They answered, "No, we have not even heard that there is a Holy Spirit." So Paul asked, "Then what baptism did you receive?" "John's baptism," they replied. Paul said John's baptism was a baptism of repentance. He told the people to believe in the one coming after him, that is, in Jesus. On hearing this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. When Paul placed his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came on them, and they spoke in tongues and prophesied. There were about 12 men in all. Paul entered the synagogue and spoke boldly there for 3 months, arguing persuasively about the kingdom of God. But some of them became obstinate. They refused to believe and publicly maligned the way. So Paul left them. He took the disciples with him and had discussions daily in the lecture hall of Tyrannus. This went on for 2 years, so that all the Jews and Greeks who lived in the province of Asia heard the word of the Lord. God did extraordinary miracles through Paul. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word. Lord, we thank you that it is the sword of the Spirit, Lord, our only weapon in the armor of God. Well, Lord, we thank you. It's not just some sword. It's a sword of the Holy Spirit, Lord, your Holy Spirit. It's living and reigning with us every day, Father. Help us to live by the Spirit. And, Lord, live by the Word. Give me the words to preach this morning. Give us all, as you bid us every time, ears to listen to what you have to tell us every day, Lord. We thank you, Father, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. You be seated. Amen. This wonderful day we have today is the day of Pentecost. Praise God. That's the day when the Church of Jesus Christ was founded way back in the book of Acts. And I encourage you to read about that in Acts chapter 2, about when the Holy Spirit came down this afternoon when you're sitting there resting and enjoying this beautiful day. Read Acts chapter 2 and what God did when he sent the Holy Spirit. He told them when he ascended, he said, "Go to Jerusalem and tarry, wait until I send the Holy Spirit." Praise God, he did. He sent it in a mighty way. They began to prophesy and glorify God, do all these wonderful works. The Holy Spirit came down then, and he's still coming down. Every time we accept Jesus as Savior, every time we put our faith in him, the Holy Spirit lives and reigns in our hearts. He comes in amongst us. Glory to God for that. The Bible tells us the Spirit bears witness of Jesus Christ. If we go here to Acts chapter 19, as we just read, it said, while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul took the road through the interior and arrived at Ephesus. He went down there to Ephesus. It says there, then he found some disciples. So folks had heard about the Lord, was trying to serve him. He found some disciples and asked him, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?" Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? He asked them that. What did they say? They answered, "No, we have not even heard that there is a Holy Spirit." They didn't even know that there was one. So Paul asked them, "Then what baptism did you receive?" "John's baptism," they replied. Paul said, "John's baptism was a baptism of repentance." Bible says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, now shalt be saved." It says, "We confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that Jesus rose from the dead, that he died on the cross for us." But we repent. Bible over and over. Bible says, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus." Over and over, he calls what was Jesus Christ's first sermon. It said, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Repent. That's what John's baptism was focusing on. Repentance. Repentance, he called the children of Israel. Repentance, he calls us to this very day. Repent of sin and come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Come to Heavenly Father. He says here, Paul said John's baptism was a baptism of repentance. That's where we start. We got to start somewhere. Repent of our sins and put our faith in Jesus Christ. Put our faith in the Lord God Almighty. It says here, he told the people to believe in the one coming after him. That is Jesus. Believe in the one coming after him. That's Jesus Christ. Do we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ? Have you put your faith in him? Glory to God. Hallelujah. But on verse 5, it says, on hearing this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Paul said, John said, one greater than I will be coming after me, and he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. All of God's children, we must be filled with the Holy Spirit. We got to be filled with the Holy Spirit. These people, they'd heard of John's baptism of repentance, repenting to the Lord, seeking the Lord, but they hadn't gone to the next step. They hadn't fully given their life to the Lord. They hadn't fully invested themselves in the Lord. He says there, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? Did they receive it? No, they didn't even heard that there was a Holy Spirit. We've got to receive the Holy Spirit. We've got to listen to what the Holy Spirit's telling us every day. God's presence is always among us. He's everywhere with us. The Lord thy God is with thee. Wherever thou goest, the Bible tells us. Why is that? The Holy Spirit's right here. The Bible tells us that our bodies, know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. We're the temple of the Holy Spirit. There's not some brick and mortar place in Jerusalem where the Holy Spirit's sitting on an altar. He's in our hearts right now. When you're saved, when you know the Lord, he's with us right now. Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believe? When we receive the Holy Spirit, there's going to be a difference in us. Galatians talks about the fruits of the flesh and the fruits of the Holy Spirit. We've been over that more than once here. We've went through that list. But elsewhere he says that right before it goes in the list of what's it going to look like if someone's living in the Spirit. We're going to have peace, joy, love, these wonderful things, godliness. It's great gain, loving the Lord. But if you walk in the flesh, the fruits of the flesh are wickedness, lustfulness, anger, bitterness. It keeps on going. Have you received the Holy Spirit? What's fruit? What's coming out of your life today? What's flowing forth from your life? The Bible tells us in that same passage, go up a little further. Into Galatians it says, walk in the Spirit and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Walk in the Spirit. So many of God's children can be saying, ask that, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believe? They'd answer no. Practically, they didn't even know there was a Holy Spirit so many times. And what a sad thing it is. Many people think the Holy Spirit was just something for the book of Acts, and that when that thing closed, nobody uses him anymore. He's just sitting around. But the Holy Spirit's alive and active with us every day. He's still with us. He's still here to guide us and show us the way. As we remember the mighty works he did there in the day of Pentecost, he did it. He's doing the same things today. Jesus Christ never changes. He says here, have you received the Holy Spirit when you believed? Have you received him? Are you living with him? Are you falling forth with him? Walk in the Spirit and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So many God's children, they're stuck in a cycle of repentance. They'll repent of a sin and do it again. Repent of a sin and do it again. It's just like a vicious cycle. Many of God's children get stuck in that. So many people do. How do we break that? Walk in the Spirit and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. True repentance, true faith in Jesus Christ. We're walking in the Holy Spirit of God. Listen to the Holy Spirit of God, yielding to the Holy Spirit. Are you doing that? Are you listening to him? Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? They received it at Pentecost in Acts chapter 2. Wonderful things. We'll read what they said there in Acts chapter 2. Then we'll be right back in Acts 19. In Acts chapter 2, what did the Lord prophesy of that day when the Holy Spirit came down? Some of the folks said, well, they're just drunk. They're acting so crazy and foolish. Fellow Jews, all that you have lived in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. When the Holy Spirit came down, these people are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. They ain't a bunch of drunks. They're saved by the grace of God. These are God's people. They're not fooling around with that. In verse 16, no, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my Spirit on all people, everybody that's willing to receive it. We got to be willing vessels of the Holy Spirit to this very day. Are we willing to let the Spirit guide us? We're willing to let the Word of God guide us instead of our own ways. Get out of I see license plates sometimes that say, God's my co-pilot, and I see stickers. We don't need God to be our co-pilot. He needs to be piloting this thing. If he's our co-pilot, we're going to already run into ground. We need to let him guide us. Let him show us the way. Put him in the driver's seat. He says, here, I will pour out my Spirit on all people. When you put your faith in him, he's going to pour his Spirit out on you. He says, my cup overflows. We need to be constantly filled up by the Holy Spirit. Excuse me, your sons and your daughters will prophesy. It's a gift of the Spirit. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. God's going to be active, not static. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my Spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. They will glorify God. They will understand the Word of God and believe it. He says here, I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Isn't that glorious? Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Anybody who calls on Him wanting to be filled with the Holy Spirit will be filled. Knocking, the door will be open. Seek and ye shall find. How many times could we have conquered sin in our lives? How many times could you be living in victory? The Bible says, thanks be unto God who gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. You can ask yourself, are you living in victory this very morning? Or are you oppressed by sin? Or are you oppressed by the sin that doth so easily beset you? As the book of Hebrews tells us, it says, lay it aside by the Holy Spirit. He says here, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believe? Well, did you? Are you living in it? He says, let us live in the Spirit. Let us walk in the Spirit. Let us follow in the Spirit. If I asked about that, his baptism of repentance, praise God, they received that. But he told the people to believe in the one coming after him, that is in Jesus. John was just pointing forward. We don't hear about John the Baptist anymore after that. He stepped aside. He said, he must increase, but I must decrease. Jesus must increase in our lives. He stepped aside and let the Lord Jesus take over. He's the Lord. Are we stepping aside and letting the Lord Jesus take over? Let the Holy Spirit guide us. The Bible tells us we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities of darkness. We're not wrestling. These battles down here, if someone's treating you sorry and living a wicked life, the battle's not with that person. The battle's with a spiritual problem. It's a spiritual battle. Everything we do, we're wrestling not against flesh and blood, but against principalities of darkness. So when you're fighting the spiritual battles, when you're fighting to live for the Lord and follow Him, to live in the Spirit, you don't fight it with guns and swords and fists. You fight it with the Word of God, the sword of the Spirit. He says here, that is Jesus is coming after him. He says here, on hearing this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Praise God, they received the full baptism. They was baptized. They believed the Lord. They wanted more of Him. They could have said, I don't want no part of that, and just walked away. No, they wanted more. They were accepting. They were listening. They were open to what God was saying. Are we open to what the Lord's telling you in your life? Are you open to what the Word of God is trying to tell you? What the Holy Spirit's prompted you in your life? To be closer to Him, to be more like Him. We profess, we say, I'm a Christian. That means to be like Christ. We want to be like Christ. We want to be a follower of Christ. Jesus said, if you love me, you keep my commandments. If our lives aren't a reflection of Jesus, then there's something terribly wrong. Lord, help us. It's a process every day to draw closer to Him. Just as gold is refined in the fire, He wants to refine us to be more pure every day by Him. We can't do it on our own. We can't earn salvation. We can't earn sanctification. It's all through faith. It's all through trusting in the Lord. It's all through faith in Him. We're saved by grace alone, through faith alone. We're sanctified by the same. He says here, when Paul placed his hands on him, the Holy Spirit came on them. Glory to God. Have you received the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit came on them, and they spoke in tongues, and they prophesied. They were all about 12 men, and all them 12 men thereabouts. It says here, the Holy Spirit came on them. When the Holy Spirit comes on you, there's going to be a difference in your life. And they spoke in tongues and prophesied. There was two gifts of the Holy Spirit that we'll read about in just a moment elsewhere in one of the epistles. It says here, when they laid hands on him and prayed, the Holy Spirit came on them. Holy Spirit came. Without the Lord, without the Holy Ghost, all our works, the Bible tells us in the Old Testament, are filthy rags. They're worthless. You can do all the good things you want, but without the Lord, without Him, without the Holy Spirit, they're filthy rags. You can't earn your way to favor with the Lord. He already loves you. He's already calling you to repentance, as in people just receive first, and then to be filled with the Holy Spirit. He wants us to be filled with Him. When they were filled with the Holy Spirit, there was results. They weren't the same as they was. They weren't the same as they were before. It says they had prophesied and they spoke in other tongues, as Acts tells us about when the Holy Spirit first came down. There's going to be a difference. This is for us to this very day. In the book of 1 Corinthians, he tells us a little bit about this. We can look at ourselves and ask you, have you received the Holy Spirit? Is your life reflecting the Holy Spirit's way? In verse 1 of chapter 12 of Corinthians, it says, now about the gifts of the Spirit, brothers and sisters, I don't want you to be uninformed. He don't want us to be ignorant of it. You know that when you were pagans, somehow or other, you were influenced and led astray to mute idols. It may not have been a gold Buddha statue you bowed down to or some other pagan idol of Baal. It could have been an idol, any other thing. Money, power, influence, ambition, you can, or we could just be listing them on down, and we would never, we'd have a long time before we got done on that list. You know that when you were pagans, before you saved, somehow other you were influenced and led astray to mute idols. Therefore, I want you to know that no one who is speaking by the Spirit of God says, Jesus, be cursed. We're not going to hate the Lord Jesus. And no one can say, Jesus is Lord, except by the Holy Spirit, except by His grace. It's by His grace that we're saved. It's by His grace we can even look up to heaven and say, Lord, save me. It says here in verse 4, there are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. If you're being filled with the Holy Spirit, then you're going to be falling forth with the fruit of the Holy Spirit first, with sanctification, but you're going to have a gift of the Holy Spirit. I ask you, are you using the gift of the Holy Spirit? Do you know what your gift is? Do you know what you're doing for the Lord's kingdom? Are you doing anything for the Lord's kingdom? You and the Lord know. He says here, there are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. It says the same, there are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There's one Spirit, one God, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, the Bible tells us. He says there are different kinds of working, but in all of them, in everyone, it is the same God at work. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one, there is given through the Spirit a message of wisdom. He's going to list a few, but this is not an exhaustive list of what the Lord wants to do for you and through you. It's just one list. There's two other lists, and then miscellaneous ones are all around. He says here, there's a given through the Spirit a message of wisdom. To another, a message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. Notice it's by the same Spirit. That God may have unity in the house of God. That He may have unity in the church of the living God. He says here, to another, gifts of healing by that one Spirit. He tells us in James, the prayer of faith will save. Lay hands on them and pray for the sick. He says here, to another, miraculous powers. To another, prophecy. To another, distinguishing between spirits. Distinguishing between spirits. There's many spirits just prowling around in this world. But learn to distinguish between them by the Word of God. God's Spirit will never tell you anything that's contrary to His Word. He doesn't change. Thou changest not, as we sing in the hymn. It's the Word of God tells us this. Distinguishing between the spirits. To another, speaking in different kinds of tongues. And to still another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are the work of one and the same Spirit. And He distributes them to each, just as He determines. In your life, you can ask yourself, are you living in the Spirit? And are you flowing forth with the gift of the Spirit? It may not be one of these. It may be one of those listed in Romans or elsewhere. The Bible says there's all kinds of gifts of the Spirit. It's what you're doing for the kingdom of God, what you're doing for the Lord. Just as one body through many has parts, it may all its many parts from the body, so it is with Christ. They form one body, for we are all baptized by one Spirit, so as to form one body. God wants to make you holy. He wants to set you apart for the glory of God by living in the Spirit, by trusting in Him. He says, now you are the body of Christ. In verse 27, each one of you is a part of it. We're a part of the body of Christ. Me and you, we each have an important task. I sure do care for my hand, but I sure do care for my foot too. I'd like to have them both in God's family, in God's body. The body of Christ, He wants us both. There's people I can reach that you can't reach. There's things you can do. People you can reach that I can't reach. We all have our task to do in the kingdom of God. We all each have our job to do for the Lord. It's to be the joy, our wonderful pleasure to serve the Lord. It's not labor and toilsome as they talk about with Adam getting through them thorns and thistles to get some bread. No, it's the joy of our lives to serve the Lord. What do you find the most joy in? What do you enjoy the most? It needs to be serving the Lord. He says, you are body of Christ. Each one of you is a part of it. I sure would like to keep both my foot in my hand, and I have a different use for each one of them, and I want to use them every day. I'm using them both. I'm using my foot to stand on. I'm using my hand to use right here. God wants to use us for His glory. He wants to use us to bring others to Him and show His truth and love. It says here, and God has placed in the church, first of all, He's got us apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then miracles, then gifts of healing and helping and guidance, and of different kinds of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Do all work miracles? Do all have gifts of healing? Do all speak in tongues? Do all interpret? Not necessarily. We each have our gift to do. First, to start with the baptism of repentance, as it did in the book of Acts in 19. Repent to the Lord, believe in Him. Lord, heal me. Lord, save me. Put your faith in Him. Then we put our faith in Him deeper and trust in the Holy Spirit. Want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Want to be full of His ways. His ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our ways. We can trust Him. He'll give us a gift to do. He's given us a task to do in His kingdom. But there's one thing He says here. Now eagerly desire the greater gifts, each and every one of us. We may have different and various gifts of the Holy Spirit. As back in there in the book of Acts, it says there, and they spoke in tongues and prophesied. We may not all speak in tongues. We may not all have the gift of prophecy. But one thing we can all have is one gift, the greatest gift of all. It says, now eagerly desire the greater gifts. And yet I will show you the most excellent way. We need to be seeking the Holy Spirit, seeking to be baptized in the Holy Spirit by trusting in Him. He says here, if I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but do not have love, I'm only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have faith that can move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. There's that prophecy. There's that tongues. They had these wonderful gifts they received in the book of Acts, chapter 19, we just read about. We have all these things we can receive, but if we don't have love, it's worthless. It's nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardship that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. The Bible says they came to Jesus and they asked him, what's the greatest, most precious commands in the whole law and the prophets? Everything. Jesus said, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Want to be filled with the Holy Spirit, want to be glorifying the Holy Spirit, and then we're first going to love God with everything we've got, all our heart. Is there a part, corner of your heart that's far away from the Lord? All your soul, spirit, strength, everything in you, all your mind, is there a corner of your mind that you're not allowing the Lord to be a part of? The Bible says love. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices in truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. This is what the Lord tells us. He says, I love you, for God so loved the world. This is how God loves us. A selfless love, this is too how we should love the Lord with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love our neighbor as ourselves. It's the greatest gift of the Holy Spirit. Then we can speak in tongues, we can prophesy, we can teach, we can preach, we can have miracles, we can have healings. How many of God's children are dry and not filled with the Holy Spirit, not following the Lord? How many of them? Because they don't love Him fully. They don't love the Lord truly with everything they've got. How many of God's children aren't seeing the mighty works of the Holy Spirit because they don't love Him? They had just a fair acquaintanceship, kind of know the Lord. Just as they did back then, they had the baptism of repentance. They had the basic, little bit, little touch of it, but not quite the full depth of God. They didn't love Him fully. He says here, but where there are prophecies, they'll cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there's knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part and we prophesy in part. We don't know the whole thing right now. But when completeness comes, when it is in part, it disappears. When we get to heaven, there ain't going to be no need for prophecies. Because we're all outside of time. Time is no more. Time will be no more, as the hymn says. But when completeness comes, what is in part disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put away the ways of childhood behind me, put them away. For now we see only a reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. And these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. Follow the way of love and eagerly desire the gifts of the Spirit. In your life, you can ask yourself, are you receiving the gifts of the Spirit? Are you having the Holy Spirit flow from you? The Bible said, my cup overflows. We want the cup of the Holy Spirit. He tells us in Revelation of the river of the Holy Spirit. He says, all that may come, him and drink, come. Come and receive. Come unto me, Jesus said, all ye that travail and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Follow the way of love. Love God with everything. Love your neighbor. And eagerly desire the gifts of the Spirit. Are you eagerly desiring the gifts of the Spirit? First, you've got to have repented and come to the knowledge. Come to know Jesus as Savior. Glory to God. If you know Jesus as Savior, are you being filled with the Holy Spirit? He asked them that very plainly back in the book of Acts. Page stuck together. Give me a minute. He says here back in the book of Acts. Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? They answered, no. So I asked this morning, are you living in the Holy Spirit? Are you receiving the gifts? He says, eagerly desire the gifts of the Holy Spirit. What do you desire most in your life? Is it the fruits of the Holy Spirit? Is it one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit? Is it to be used of the Lord? Lord, use me. Whatever it may come. Do you trust the Lord enough? Trust Heavenly Father? He's called Heavenly Father for a reason. He said, how many of you is people said, if you being evil know how to good gifts, someone asks you for bread, your kid asks you for bread, you're not going to give him an old stone. Ask him for a fish, you're not going to give him a serpent. God, he says, if you being evil knows how to good gifts, how much more glorious can God, our Heavenly Father, give to us who trust him, who believe him? He says here, on hearing this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. When Paul placed his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came on them, and they spoke in tongues and prophesied. They spoke in tongues and prophesied. They received the gift of the Holy Spirit. Why? Because first, as we just read in Corinthians, they had the gift of love. Eagerly desire love, he says here. Follow the way of love and eagerly desire the gifts of the Holy Spirit. In our lives, we need to do this very same thing. And be careful not to reject God's way. Be careful not to reject the Holy Spirit's way. His way is higher than ours. We can trust him. So we ask you, in your life, are you following the way of love? Are you following forth in the Holy Spirit? Are you receiving the Holy Spirit? Are you walking in the Spirit? Or are you walking in the flesh? Let's all bow our heads and take a moment and reflect on it. If you go on down here, as we read, the Bible says that some people rejected this. When Paul preached it to them back in them days, they rejected and refused. The Lord gives us the choice to accept or to reject him. The Holy Spirit, we love to paint it as a dove. How appropriate is that? The Bible tells us that that's what he came in, the appearance of a dove. Gentle. Gentleness is one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit. We need to be submissive to him, welcoming him in our lives and being open to what the Lord is trying to do through us. Be open to the Holy Spirit. Take a moment, reflect on it. Pray to the Lord. Are you eagerly desiring the gift of love? Are you following the way of love and desiring the gifts of the Spirit? Have you received the gifts of the Spirit? Or are you walking in the Spirit or in the flesh? Take a moment and pray to Heavenly Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the greatest gift of all, the gift of your love. Help us, Lord, to follow the way of love in all things, loving you with all our being, Lord, and loving our neighbors as ourselves. Help us to do that very thing, Lord. We can't do it on our own, but only by you, only by your grace, only by your Spirit, Lord, we thank you. Lord, help us to all eagerly desire your gifts, Lord, that we may be free. Lord, you said, who the sun sets free is free indeed. Lord, we thank you for that freedom that we can live in. Help us to live as free people, Lord, and to grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, where we're sealed to redemption, Lord, but to live for you and follow you wherever you bid us, Lord. As we read in the book of Acts, you directed their paths. As you said in your word, that you will direct our paths. Lord, you directed their paths everywhere they go. When they're going one way and you said go the other, they went. Lord, help us to live in such obedience that wherever you tell us to go, we will go. Come what may, wherever may come, we will follow you and we will love you with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength, Father. And we can live and walk in the Spirit with you. Bless each and every one of these wonderful people. We thank you, Lord, for their presence here this morning. We thank you, Lord, for everybody inside and outside the building. Lord, we thank you, Father. Help us to glorify you every day and live in your love. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you go with me now in your bulletin, pardon me, in your hymnal, to page 181, we're going to sing the closing hymn. It'll be the church hymnal, the thin one, the little red thin one. We'll sing Blessed Assurance, and we have this assurance through faith in Jesus. Praise God for that. Let's sing about it. Amen. Come on down, Josh. Amen. Let's go in peace to love and serve the Lord by the power of the Holy Spirit to the glory of the Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.